We are doing the Book of Iyov. We're in the middle of what's called the 24th chapter. And Iyov had been discussing how could it be that God is not in control. Hitherto, Iyov had said, I will assume that there are laws of nature, there are forces, and God isn't involved. And so I won't have to blame God for all my suffering. But then Iyov says, actually, God must know what's going on here. Because everything else in the world lives in awe and fear of God. Why would we say that the times, the constellations, why would we say that they are precluded from God's control? And Iyov says, no, it must be that God is involved in what's going on here. And if so, my questions are really posed to him. We find the wicked stealing territory, stealing animals, stealing from the poor, stealing from the orphans, stealing from the widows, and they go out to the desert and ambush people. They take people's crops. We see these wicked so successful, and we see the poor suffering because of them. Iyov says, Me'il metim yinaku. You look in the city, you see people crying from their crops being stolen. From the city you see people crying, V'nefesh chalalim teshavea. And as the people are stabbed to death, they yell out, Ve'eloa lo yasim tifla. And you tell me that God does nothing that's unjust? How come? How come the wicked are so successful? How come people who have done nothing wrong suffer? How come the wicked can cause others to die, either stabbing them or taking their food and causing them to die of hunger? And now we're up to Pasuk Yud Gimen. Iyov continues his description of the wicked and says, Hey ma, hayu b'moridei or. They are among the people who rebel against light. So this is poetic terminology. He's saying you have people that are depressed. And when a person is depressed, sometimes they say, I need to sit in a dark room. Those people that need darkness because the light hurts them, those people are called moridei or. Like they rebel against the light. They can't be in an area where there's light. They're too depressed to sit in the room with light. So Iyov says these wicked, where everything they do must be in under the covers of darkness, so they're b'moridei or, they're like the depressed, but they must be in darkness. Lo hikiru derachav. They don't recognize the way of light because they don't go in the way of light. Their time for action is the night time when it's dark. V'lo yashivu b'ntivotav. Nor do they sit in the pathway of light because they need the cover of darkness to do their deeds. La'or yakum rotzeach. Because light precludes them from doing what they have to, they awaken early in the morning before the light. The murderers awaken early. Yiktolani ve'evyon. They murder the poor. They murder those that are impoverished, who have woken early to go to work. Uvalayla yehi chaganav. And they take advantage of the night times to steal. In the morning, when people are waking up early to go to work and it's still dark, then they murder. In the night, when people are sleeping, then they go and steal. Now here, the Gemara says that maybe la'or in this pasuk means the night time. Sometimes the word or is used as a reference for night. It's like a reverse terminology. We sometimes do that in Tanakh. So either way, it means they use the cover of darkness to get away with their acts. Ve'ein no'ef shamera neshef le'mor. A person who is committing adultery, he also needs the cover of darkness. So he waits for the neshef, he waits for the twilight. The ein noef, the eye of the adulterer, shamera neshef, is waiting for the twilight, lemor, saying, lo teshureni ayin. He figures, then no one's going to see me when it gets dark. V'seter panim yasim. And then he pulls up his collar, he walks around in a way that no one can see him. V'seter panim, and hiding of his face, yasim, he places on, he ensures that no one's going to see him as he slips into the home with the married woman. Chatau b'choshech batim. At the night, he goes looking for the houses. Yomam chitim ulamo. He has to dig in. And by day, he has to hide. Yomam chitim ulamo. I'm sorry. Yomam chitim ulamo. By day, they have to seal themselves up so that people won't recognize them. No one will know who they are. Lo yade'u ol, and their lives are lives where they don't know light. They maintain a life of darkness. Ki yachdav bokir lamot salmahavit. They together, be it the thief, the murderer, the adulterer, for all of them, they view the crack of dawn when the morning comes. That's for them as tzalmavet, like the shadow of death. They're scared of the morning. It's like, you know, Cinderella, midnight, she's got to run. Oh no, it's going to be midnight. So to these, the thief, the adulterer, they're always keeping a lookout. Oh no, when's it going to get light? We got to be out of here before the morning comes. Ki yachdav, for together, be it the thief, the adulterer, boker lamot tzalmavet, the morning to them is like the shadow of death. Ki yakir balhot tzalmavet, for when people can recognize one another, then they have the fear. Balhot could be like behalot, or balhot could mean the reverse of fear of tzalmavet. That's what they want to avoid. So Eov is saying, how could you say there's justice? God does nothing that's unfair. Look at these people who do everything in the dark, and yet they're successful. Look at the poor that are suffering, and no one's coming to help them. Kalhu al pinei mayim. When he runs, as the day breaks, he runs swiftly, as though he were swimming over the water. Tikulal chelkatam ba'aretz. They curse their portion on land. They always have to find other ways to go out through the sea, to find other ways to get around so people won't bump into them. Lo yifne derech keramim. And he doesn't pass through the grapevines because he's always worried who's going to be there. He's scared of other people. He's not scared of Hashem. He has no fear of God. And look, he seems successful. Tziya gamchom yigzelu meimei sheleg sheol yigzelu meimei sheleg sheol chata'u. Eov says, and when the time comes for them to die, they die a quick death, as though the tziya, the dryness, the heat, it's as though everything quickly dries up their life, just like tziya, gamchom, different forms of heat, yigzelu meimei sheleg, can quickly dry up the water that comes off of the snow. So too, sheol chatau, they go down to perdition, and they quickly go down. These people who are chatau, they are sinners, they hit sheol, they hit the graves quickly. Their victims don't have such a right. They have suffering before they die. But these people, after they've led such a life, just as the heat can consume the waters of the snow, and it seems like the waters of the snow disappear so quickly, so too, Sheol quickly seems to take, the grave takes quickly chatau, those that have sinned. Yishkachehu reichem mitako rima od lo yizacher. Eov says, how much do they suffer? They have a quick illness and they drop dead. Yishkachehu reichem, and when they die, it's as though everyone forgets them. No one suffers over their death. Even the womb that had them forgets them. Being that he didn't suffer a lot, no one sits there and says, "Oy vey, how much he suffered." No. Mitako rima. And the vermin that consume the body, they have sweets because he dies fat. Even on his deathbed, he has a quick death. He doesn't grow thin. Mitako rima. He is sweet for the rima, for the vermin that eat the body. So they consume him. Od lo yizacher, and when time passes, no one remembers him. No one says anything about him over his suffering. No one remembers his death, even his relatives. They say, "Oh, he lived a good life. He died an easy death. You know, he was still healthy when he died. One morning he grew up. He had the flu and dropped dead." Vati shaver ka'etz avla. And this man who is avla, who is filled with sin, matishaver kmoetz, he breaks like a tree that suddenly cracks. You bring an axe, you hack off a tree, you don't have to worry about it too much. So to this guy, he's led such a sinful life, you'd think he'd suffer a little before he dies. No. Sometimes you see all these wicked, everyone else spends their life suffering from them. And when their time comes, oh, in a short time, they drop dead. Even though he does so much wickedness, and he can murder a woman who is barren, who has no kids, she has no one to help her, that doesn't matter. And the widow too, he doesn't care if he kills her, and there's no one there to help her. She's embittered. He didn't care about her. He didn't care about anyone. You'd think God would do something to a man who's so evil. Nope. Umashach habirim bechochoho. Seems the exact opposite. Every one of these people, umashach, God drew them abirim when they were still in their strength, bechocho. They still had their strength. One day they dropped dead. You don't see them suffering in their life. Yakum v'lo yamin b'chayin. He gets up. He still has strength to get up the morning before he dies. He stands up strong, and suddenly he drops dead. V'lo yamin b'chayin. He drops dead. But it's not that he anticipated his death. It's not that he had time of suffering near his death. Yiten lo lavetach. The Yishain, throughout his life, God gave him to a life where he was lavetach. He had confidence. The Yishain, he had things to lean on. He wasn't worried about anything. And you know what? It seems as though God likes the wicked, because it's unusual to see how well they seem to do. You see people who are wicked and they have not only lavetach that God gives them, where they have what they need, but v'yisha'in, it's as though they have more to lean on. Everything's going good for them. Ve'enehu al darcheihem, and it looks like God's looking at how they're leading their lives and ensuring that they lead a life of comfort. You tell me God doesn't do anything unfair, says Eov. Romu me'at. Ve'einenu ve'hu mechu kakol yikaf etzon ucherosh shibolet yimalu. Earlier they had said that God sometimes lifts the wicked to knock them down a lot. Eov says, Romu me'at. If so, it would be fitting that they would be lifted for a short period, the einenu, and then they would be knocked down. vihumchu, then they would be lowered, kakol yikafetzun, and like anything that jumps up, kakol yikafetzun, like anything that jumps up, that it jumps up and then comes down, but doesn't stay up. But that's not how it goes with them. We would think that with them it would be uchirosh shibolet, like the head of the barley, yimalu, that they'll be cut down. But it's not that way. We think they would suffer for a period. When you leave barley, the barley that raises its head above all the other barley, so the wind beats it in until the point where the wind takes off the chaff. But it takes a long time for the chaff to come off. That's what I'd expect would be with the wicked. They'd be like, they jumped up, they'd have the period where they were up, and then they'd have a long period of suffering till their death, just like the wind beating at the barley till it knocks off the chaff. But I don't see that. V'im lo eifo mi yachziveini v'yasem le'al milati. And Eov says, and if there's anyone who thinks I'm lying, show him to me. Who disagrees with me with my description of the world? Who disagrees with me with my description that when you look at the world, the majority of the people that have it good are wicked? And ve'im lo, and if it's not the way I say, eifo, where is the person? Mi yachziveini, who will make me into a liar? Ve'yasim le'al milati, and could prove that my words are not true. Eov says, I don't see it. Eliphaz said, you're not truthful. God did to you what you deserved. Eov says, no. How come the wicked who are murderous and they're thieves, they seem to have all the good in the world, and the people who suffer, you don't see God intervening on their behalf. You see the wicked have unusual success. Even when they die, it goes easy. So Eov says, how could you tell me that God is fair and God does justice and everything goes in accordance with God's justice? No, you can't say that. And Eov here has notched up his claim. Until this chapter, Eov kept referring to what's happening to him as a result of the forces of nature. That God gave the constellations, they run the show. Now Eov's claims are directed directly to God. Eov is saying, wait a second, God controls everything. He also controls the forces of nature. So he knows my suffering, and he's causing my suffering, and he's causing these people to be so successful. And it even looks like he's purposely in the picture to make the wicked successful. Because look at how good they have it. Even when they die, they have it good. And we're nearing the end. We have a few more conversations back and forth, but very shortly God will come up and answer you. So we're looking forward. Mezat Hashem.